bag, if it were, as it were, for all of these things today. But the good news is, in the end of November, if you're getting sick of me, you won't see me for a couple of weeks. So we'll go right into the words of encouragement, which is entitled Thankfulness, Respect, and Love for Our Pastors. During our local church council meetings, it has come up that what could we do to, you know, encourage our pastors. And so a couple of the things that have come up, number one is prayer. There's personal prayer, intercessory prayer, and our prayer circle, which we just had this afternoon, and the ministry is always mentioned. If you turn to James 5:16, familiar scripture to most of us, it says, pray for one another that you may be healed. Okay? Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. So our prayers are heard and are appreciated. You know, there's one reference in Revelation to the prayers of the saints on the altar there. That's also very much important, very important to God. In Psalm 50, if you turn over there in verse 14, it says, and this is from the New King James Bible, offer to God thanksgiving and pay your vows to the Most High. So we are to be thankful for everything, and where the ministry is concerned, that's particularly important, that we thank God that we have overseers that care about us and help us in every way they can. And then in 1 Thessalonians, and that would be chapter 3, verse 1, it says, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, just as it is with you. So we receive the word through the ministry, and we ask, or Paul asks us to pray for the ministry, that they could continue to provide the world and whoever would like to hear it, this gospel message. So praying is one thing we can do for the ministry. The other thing, the next thing, is positive feedback to our pastors. When we were at Collingwood, the last day we were at Boston Pizza after the feast, and I was sitting nearby Murray Palmateer, and I had an opportunity to personally thank him for his message on the last great day, which was, to me, the highlight of the feast, where he explained, you know, about all those abortions and what will happen, and they'll have their opportunity to live again. And I thought it was a meet in due season for the last great day. And I told him so, and he appreciated that. Any opportunity we have to, you know, uplift the ministry, to help them know that their message is being received and that their works are being appreciated, is positive feedback. In Proverbs 18 and verse 24, it says, a man who has friends must show himself friendly, or must himself be friendly in the New King James. And that's one thing that we can do with the ministry is be friends with them and appreciate them. Philippians 4 and verse 8 says, finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, and I would say pass them on to the ministry. Okay. Number three, recognize the roles of the pastors, of our pastors in shepherding us. Sometimes we, might think what they say in a sermon you don't agree with. Nice thing about this CGI approach to things is the open policy, where we don't have to agree as long as we're obviously believers in Christ, and there's certain basics. But if you have a differing outlook on, say, a non-salvational issue, that is accommodated. That is considered here. And while we don't have to necessarily agree with every little point, we must respect the ministry. And that's the key. Sometimes when we ask questions, and I'm guilty of this, telling the minister the way I see it, but we should ask, you know, do you think this is a possibility or that, you know? And so that's part of respecting the minister and not contradicting him, shall we say. That's important. In 2 Corinthians 6, verses 3 to 10, Paul goes through some of the marks of the ministry. He says, "We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed." Okay? Verse 4, "But in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God in much patience," which is endurance, "in tribulations, needs, and distresses." So they're always looking out for us, regardless of their own situation. It goes on in verse 5, "In stripes, imprisonments." Well, thankfully, our ministry hasn't come to that point, and the ministers in the churches of God will be under attack in the future. We know that. As our spokesmen, that's why we have to pray for them. But it does also say, "In labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings." So I wonder how many times Marie or Adrian or others in the ministry have stayed awake, you know, worried about situations with individual members, and in fasting. I'm sure they take time to fast for their congregations, and that's something we should even could consider doing as well. It goes on to say, "By the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, and by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left." So this is some of the things that Paul mentions are marks of the ministry, and I think they all apply to our pastors. And, include Horain and all the other gentlemen in Ontario and in all of CGI, and indeed in all of the churches of God, because there are many out there that have good information and care for the brethren. Now, finally, in James 5, 14 and 15, it says, "Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven." So the ministry, the elders that it's talking there about, provide a very important function for us when we're sick. And, we have sometimes, if there's a minister here, have anointings, or we have anointed cloths, you know, for that purpose. And again, it's the purpose of the pastors to heal us through, have asked God to heal us through that method. So in conclusion, as a congregation of Christians, I encourage all of us to support our pastors with our prayers and expressions of appreciation, knowing that they have our salvation in their hearts.